Okay, this is Mike Stradley with the Police Advisory Board. It's just a few minutes after 6 on May the 20th, 2015. And...
You jumped a month.
Thank you, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. April. April 20th, 2015. And we're just starting the meeting. Councilwoman Brenda Perry sent her condolences that she couldn't make it tonight. She's in an actual council meeting talking about some stuff tonight. So I will be communicating with her regarding what we've talked about tonight. The only two topics for conversation that I had are the Westland Fair. We're starting to work on that from the police angle. Mike Francis and Merv Corbin will be the two guys that are working on that. Francis is working graveyards, but Corbin works day shift. So there'll be... They'll communicate as far as starting to purchase things and starting to get rolling. We've got a budget of about $2,500 available to us. We're going to do similar things that we did last year, but we're going to also. Francis wants to make this a lot about emergency preparedness, so he's already got some ideas. I'll let him share those in more detail next time we meet because we've still got some time. But we're going to start making some purchases of the trinkets that we need to give out to kids and that type of thing and start trying to get that ready. That's the big thing. The other thing that we're getting ready to start and that we've been waiting for Region to get going so we can do it is this emergency contact information with all the businesses. As we do that, we've ordered 500 of these shaky ground deals. We're going to be talking to the business owners about, we'll get an email from all of them, and we'll be talking to them about this and this citywide project of emergency preparedness. One thing we're looking at doing, we're going to see how this works out. We're looking at maybe a couple of interns that can help us input the information as we collect it. We got approached by a college to maybe hire a couple interns for a 6-week, kind of like a class deal. They're in law enforcement classes. So we're gonna see if that also helps us out in getting some of this information input. Mike Francis and I have been talking a lot about this, and he's a huge supporter of this. You guys have seen that. Yeah. But. Those are the two big things that we have coming up right now. We want to really be prepared for the Westland Fair, and we want to have, you know, the kind of volunteers that are ready to be involved. I think you guys might have seen, I don't know if Mike sent an email out to everybody, but one of the themes that he wanted to have for the police department was, for the booth that we have, is what's in your bucket. So that we talk about and we have information about emergency preparedness, and we approach it from that way, both on the website and with people that actually come up to the
What's the first day of the fair?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I knew you were going to ask me that. It's in June, late June. It's before July 4th. So we've got a little bit of time. So that's what we're working on. And now that I've got this email list, anytime we are looking for information or anytime we're coming up with something we're thinking about, I'll just send out an email. So I'll keep, it's just going to be so much easier now that I've got everybody's email on one list. And then I'll just, anytime I get information, I can forward it out to the list. So it'll be a lot simpler to keep everybody appraised.
What kind of information will the interns be inputting?
Well, that's what, so with the emergency business contact information, what we're going to do is we're going to send police officers into every business in this town. Mm-hmm. Not home businesses, but every retail type business, from restaurants to, you know, everything that you can walk into and spend money. We're going to be requesting emergency contact information from them for if they have a fire or if there's a water line break in their business in the middle of the night, or we often are walking around town in the middle of the night just rattling doors, like, you know, Andy and Mayberry, and we find open doors, and yeah, then we don't have any contact information. Mm-hmm. So we want the positive contact with the businesses, you know, police officer going in there to get positive information. In that, we're going to collect a business email address with each business. And we'll have that as a group email set up that the PIOs will manage. So if I want to send out information, there's a trend in this area of some type of fraud or check fraud or whatever, we can do a broadcast email. Or if we want to send a broadcast flyer on an upcoming event, like, you know, the fair or whatever it is. And then for us, the third big reason is, say that there's a burglary where a laptop is stolen and it has the name of the business on it, and somebody anywhere in this, well, the area is growing, this new computer system region, the business contact information will be available to anyone who uses Region. So if a guy in Portland comes across something from the Westland Saloon, he'll be able to punch in the Westland Saloon. He'll have two emergency contact names and phone numbers for that business. So we're going to also talk to them and try to hand out our Twitter stickers and our Facebook stickers to get more people following those two things so that we can send out information about emergency preparedness and anything else we come up with that's to support the broader citizenry. So we're hoping that the businesses will join in on this kind of stuff and help us get this kind of information out, the emergency preparedness stuff. So it's kind of two projects in one. We just don't have a really good contact for most of our businesses. Not a lot happens here, but when you do have a burglary and you can't get a hold of anybody in the middle of the night, it's really difficult. So we're working on trying to fix that.
Okay.
And we're going to start that by the end of May. We're going to start having officers collect the information. We've already pretty much got the form set up. But now the region's running, we want to enter the business into Region so that the information on that emergency contact is available to any police officer in this area rather than just the city. Mm-hmm. We're also in conversation with Oregon City and Gladstone, and I'm going to try to get them to do the same thing because it benefits us if we can contact businesses in Oregon City when we have a crime that we find out is related to some business in Oregon City. Instead of having to drive up there, we have the emergency contact information. It'll be a lot quicker for us. So those are the things that, and I've talked to Mike quite a bit about it, and the next meeting he'll be here and we'll have a lot more formal discussion. I'm going to run, let's see if I can find it. I got an email from the Tualatin Valley Fire guy today, and I wanted to read it to you guys.
Good, because I'm meeting with him later this week.
Okay.
We're going to go have coffee or something.
Yeah,
I saw that, Chuck?
What?
You seen that magazine?
I have. I'm just kind of going back over it again. There's
I'll
a couple
take that one with
you. I was planning on.
How do you pronounce his first name?
Paseth.
Paseth?
Paseth, yeah.
Okay. So he says, good morning. Thank you for the information about the meeting. I somehow lost a recurring appointment on my calendar. Regretfully, I will not be able to attend. Multiple conflicts. If I could ask your help, could you please share my input information regarding emergency preparedness and the fair with the rest of the board? I've also copied Chuck as well. Emergency preparedness. TVFNR participated with the City of Westland on Thursday, 4/16, to host a family emergency preparedness webinar conducted by four prominent mom bloggers. I didn't even know about this. How'd that go?
It went good. I was there.
Grant Oaks attended, and we had, you'll have to give us an update, had a number of the Sunset neighborhood that also attended. The content was good and is one more avenue to reach out to audiences within Westland communities. TVFNR was invited and attended a community meeting hosted by the Robinwood Neighborhood Association and ROWL at the Robinwood Station specifically to talk about community emergency preparedness. We helped answer questions about Map Your Neighborhood and TVFNR's emergency operations plan during a major natural disaster. I believe that their intended goal is to have the Robinwood Station serve as a community meeting place during a disaster. I couldn't stay for the whole meeting, so I'm not sure what else was discussed, but there is a strong interest from this neighborhood association around the topic. TVFNR has been engaging with the community through the traditional event cycle that often picks up in the spring, summer, sharing educational information generally around topics of wildfire preparedness, escape planning, home fire safety. These topics translate well into emergency preparedness awareness for citizens. TVFNR participated in the NLWL White Oak Savannah event last Saturday. Maybe you know how that went? I know they're going to try to plan a bunch of stuff. I don't think they got the number of people they were planning.
Card came in the mail today requesting participation, financial participation.
Okay. They were trying to plant a bunch of bulbs up there. 418, to share information about wildfire preparedness with the nearly 600 residents and guests. Well, that's pretty good. TVFNR will participate in the annual Barrington Heights Firewise Cleanup Day to share information wildfire preparedness. Emergency Preparedness Fair date is confirmed. So this is important. Thursday, September 24th. Time is not 100% confirmed, but suggested is 4 to 7. And I'll forward this email to you guys, so okay. don't worry about this. Location is confirmed at the Rosemont Ward of the Latter-day Saints Church, 1395 Rosemont Road. There's a dedicated website. The goal of the site is to share information and promote the fair. So I'll see about getting that up on the city website as a link. Interested partners are asked to complete a web form to be posted soon about presentation sessions for the fair. An editorial calendar of content would be helpful to have. So if anyone on the police board here has content ideas to share, let's collect those. If there is any follow-up or questions, please don't hesitate. Thank you. So I will forward this email out to all you guys, and then you can communicate directly to him. Just reply to all. That way we'll all be part of the thinking process, and because otherwise I'll get lost. We've got a lot of different little things going on, but this is a big priority for me, and I know for Francis, Terry, the chief, is really supportive. That's what they're talking about, emergency preparedness type stuff today in city council. So it's a good time to be doing this on this topic. Yeah.
That's the most interest we've had since I've been on this board.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a, you know, and like I said last time, it's an easy one to bury your head in the sand about and just think, well, it's all right, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
But I've spent 32 years preparing for the worst case scenario, hoping they don't happen, mm-hmm. but being prepared. I mean, I was on Portland CERT for almost 20 years, and your whole job is constantly preparing for a worst case scenario that's probably not going to happen. You know, that's your whole job. So the reality is, we know what happens around the country and around the world. It certainly could happen here. We need to have some basics in place, and we need to have people think about this. And I think the main thing we have to work at is getting people to think about it without scaring them. You scare people too bad, they want to put their head right back in the sand and they don't want to think about it. So we have to do it. Like this stuff, like your meetings.
This is a softer touch.
Yes, it is. It's a way better way to go than, you know, making people afraid.
Yeah. You can dovetail a Map Your Neighborhood program into it, but it stimulates the information. In fact, the webinar that we had, that's how this started for Sunset, this gentleman, Sunset Neighborhood Association, and I gave him one of these. I happened to have one with me.
Awesome.
And I got an email the next day, says, can we take these to Sunset Neighborhood Association. So, man, I'm on my way.
That's great.
Same thing with Bolton tonight. We were going to pass them out last time, but we didn't have them because they didn't get here in time. So I'll be doing that tonight.
Okay.
Christine, I know, is functioning with the Robin Hood Neighborhood Association as probably, are you their lead on emergency preparedness, or is Chris doing that?
I'm the lead on the Map Your Neighborhood component.
Okay.
And I think Peter Herring is the lead on the general emergency preparedness.
You know Chris Duncan? Have you met her?
I do not.
Okay, I met with Chris, this is just a name, throw it up, Chris Duncan last week. She is currently working with Bolton and Robinwood. She came out of Alaska, and her specialty is neighborhoods.
Mm. Do you know whereabouts in Alaska?
I don't know where she was.
I lived up there when I was a kid.
Well, you're probably neighbors, of course. That could have been 5,000 miles away.
Yeah, it's a huge place.
Yeah. Anyway, so she is taking the lead in Bolton. They've got a new president and new stuff like that. She'll be the lead there. She's also going to be functioning in Robinwood. She's talked to, was it Alex? What's the president's name?
Oh, Kazi.
Oh, yeah, Kazi. She's talked to him, and he wants her to do, because she's developing one program someplace. It'll fit every place.
And that's just like Kazi to not tell me what's going on.
Well, okay.
So
you can go ask him.
Hey, welcome to Chris the community.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why I wanted to
hear
from the horse's mouth. Yes.
Yeah, well,
function at a slightly higher level.
Well, and we're getting better, and we'll get better and better at communicating, because everybody's busy, but if everybody copies or replies to all on these emails, people will be able to we'll just be getting constant information, and then when we get to the meeting, everybody will know what's going on. So I'll try to be, I'm going to try to be really good about getting information out that I get.
Could I make a comment on the what's in your bucket thing? I think that's just really a great approach, because of what you were saying about the head in the sand. That really helps to dispel the, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to ignore it.
And that comes from these guys. I mean, they've been collecting the 100 buckets. They're right here in the room.
Right.
And that was Mike Francis's idea, and he's put a lot of thought into it. And, mm-hmm. and him and I talk all the time about, we can't scare people. As soon as you scare them, they just don't want to think about it. So I agree with you. I thought it was a great idea, a great approach, kind of a fun approach.
Yeah.
And not super expensive for anybody.
Right.
You know, just like a lot of this stuff. You know, you have 50 gallons of water in your water heater. People don't even think about that when their water quits working, but they do. If you tell them and they think about it, then they know. So I think we're well on the way. We're going to lose a few people along the way, but I bet we get a lot more than we lose if we can keep it tamed down.
Yeah. Question about these. Can we get labels printed up to stick on the front of these to reference us back for information?
Yeah.
Is that something you could whip up here?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can do that. And what I'd like to do, we talked about before you were here, it was mentioned that you might be interested in developing a blog.
Huh.
There was people were volunteering you. I'm just letting you know. I won't say who. No, your name came up as somebody that might. I'd like to have the label's a great idea, but let's have on the label some way, which website or who, you know, how do you want to
a reference to one the email address. If you want more information, contact the Westman Public Safety Advisory Board.
Okay,
and we'll have somebody get back in contact with you. You can also list the websites, but stuff they can list up. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be
right.
A little concise.
No, we can just be a regular. We've got a label maker.
Right.
We just need to print them out. Just plenty of them around. So let's you and I talk this week, come up with exactly what we want to have on the label.
Okay.
And then I'll talk with Tony and we'll get it done. That's not a...
When do you want to do that?
Figure it out on email. Just send me an email what you think would be the best information to have on it, and then once I've got that, I can send it out and kind of get any input from anybody else, and then I'll just have Tony do it. You don't have to come in here to do it.
Okay.
This week is and for you. Normally, I work kind of an afternoon into graveyard schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, tomorrow, I have to adjust and work a day shift for some meetings, but I'm usually here in the afternoon. Rather than into nighttime, rather than the mornings. I'm usually not here in the mornings.
4-hour job.
What's that?
I said 4-hour job.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask a question real quick. Do we need to have all of our input into the label?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, as long as you guys are happy with Grant coming up with it,
well,
I'm fine with it.
Thank you.
You guys can figure out what to say.
I'll
email everybody. I'll say, here's my suggestion if anybody wants to edit it or do something like that.
Okay. Well, let's just keep it real basic. It's just
going to
be
anything.
A white label that we
right.
pull off the deal and put on there.
Further information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Contact.
That would be great, too. We might go. Francis has worked on a brochure.
Mm-hmm.
when we go to the businesses, we're kind of coming up with the idea of a very simple but real clean brochure, because I want the businesses to be kind of contact information for us to reach out to the public, because each business has a totally different clientele. If you're talking about, you know, Little Cooperstown,
yeah.
You know, all the sports teams that go to the one sports store there. So we may want to come up with a little bit more than just a sticker for when we go to the businesses. But Francis is working on that. He's kind of a wizard at that kind of stuff.
Okay. I guess my question is, not so much a question, just an observation. If we have to all buy off on it, we'll be buying forever trying to figure out.
No, I'm fine with him and I coming up with it and just putting it on for this one anyway. When we come up with a brochure, we'll bring it to the meeting and then we'll be able to talk about it. But any of us could come up with a sticker to put on there that's going to direct people to the additional information. That's the important part.
Right.
We'll do
that. We'd have the police department website on there.
Yeah.
And the Map Your Neighborhood website, because it does mention Map Your Neighborhood in this.
Yeah.
Just remember to put a phone number on there too.
A lot of people don't have that computer.
Yeah, true.
Especially elderly.
Okay. Yeah, we need a non-emergency number for the PD here.
Yeah, the non-emergency number, well, probably the business number would be mm-hmm. best, yeah. And then I can talk to Tony about...
Well, you guys can decide what you want.
Yeah, I'll talk to Tony about how she wants to direct those. Because we'll get some people that'll want to just talk to somebody, and we can do that. That's easy.
We can do that. I've got, oodles of time, but I've got a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, we'll think about that one a little bit. Yeah, we could, you know, do any of you... You don't. None of you have a number here at the PD
No.
or the city at all. I wonder if we could talk to Shane about setting up a number that was where messages were deposited.
Telephone?
A telephone that was here, but you could pick up the messages from anywhere else. You could just tap into the system, pick up the messages.
It would be the answering machine.
It would be an answering machine, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering... Be basically a.
All you need is an extension on your.
Yeah, I mean, like my phone, I can do that with my phone. So I'm sure we have lots of extensions that we could use.
Here in
mm-hmm.
I will check into that with Shane this week and find out if we can get a phone number, and then we can put the phone number on the sticker. Because you're right.
We do have a Westland Public Safety Advisory Board email address that comes here.
Perfect.
Actually comes to all of us right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure that Tony updates that so it's coming to everybody that's currently on the board.
Okay.
I'll talk to her board email address.
So I have a request too.
Okay.
And I was talking with Grant about it out on the porch. And that is... whether there's any way to have 5x8 glossy postcards to hand out. This is for leaders who are contacting people in their neighborhood in advance of having the Map Your Neighborhood function,
mm-hmm.
which would have the web address to the city's, you know, Map Your Neighborhood explanations site. It would have a web address to the Map Your Neighborhood program, which is on YouTube, so people could watch it in advance before they come to the meeting. And also a place for, I mean, it's basically an invitation, so you fill in the host's name and address, and there's a place for, you know, the date and time of the meeting and background information.
Yeah, I don't, there's no reason we can't. I can find funding for that, whether it's, I've got some federal grant money or whatever I need. It's a great idea. We're going to have to come up with, do you have the card?
We've got a basic, did you look through your brochure and you saw that one invitation sheet that's in there?
You know, I just came up with this idea earlier today, so I haven't had time to work on text.
Okay, there's a basic invitation.
Yeah.
sheet that's in the packet that you've got that I gave you.
Okay.
That sounds like something we should bring to a meeting and have everybody look at, and then we can kind of edit it. But, yeah, we can do that, no problem. Yeah,
that's great. And I could take a stab. I mean, I could do a mock-up, and then we could all just,
that's a great idea.
You know,
perfect.
Talk about
so if you want to bring that to the next meeting, mm-hmm. that's awesome.
Okay.
And if you want, you can always send it out email so everybody can take a look at it in advance and come up with their ideas. But
so the one thing that I've been trained in the different advisory boards I've worked on so far is that when we start conversing through the web, mm-hmm. then that constitutes a public meeting. And I don't know if you know, that would be a problem as it is for, like, if you're on the Planning Commission or some other advisory board.
Should be if all the emails are on the local server here, then it's covered.
Yeah, every email that I send is or receive is available if the public wanted it. I don't know.
What I understand
if we're
it
having
to be
meetings online.
Meeting kind of online because they're not noticed. But I don't know. Maybe these meetings aren't noticed to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll check with Megan Thornton and ask her mm-hmm. if it's a problem. I don't think that it's a problem when we're developing something we're going to bring to the meeting. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about policies. We're not talking about making changes mm-hmm. or a direction. I don't think it's a problem, but I will check with Megan.
I'd be interested in what she says, just because mm-hmm. I have been so careful to not do that in the past.
Yeah, we don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
I've already had problems a couple of times with it, meeting law stuff.
We just don't want to be doing something we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to do. You can inadvertently do something. Yeah.
Don't even think about it. So.
And there's people who are watching.
Oh, tell me, did I get caught? I mean, it wasn't 24 hours.
Okay. I will find out from Megan what she advises on that, because I don't know the answer to that. But let's just plan on you'll bring what you come up with on this
right.
deal, and then we'll go from there. If everybody's happy with it, we'll just get it to a printer.
That's exciting. Yeah, and I think that also will help people just take that step towards having the meeting. But one mm-hmm. thing that we had a training session for the people who would prospectively have a meeting at their house. And just watching that, you know, Map Your Neighborhood DVD, it took us 2 hours just to do that. And we did not stop and make lists and, you know, go through all the thing. And if you had like 12 or 15 households represented, that would just really take way too much time, which is why a couple of us thought, what if we had people watch, since it's on YouTube, because mm-hmm. We had some computer glitches and we found it on YouTube and it kind of saved the meeting. But since, I guess, Tiger Cert put it on YouTube a year ago, then it's there if you can get people to come already
having
primed.
Watched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right. I like it.
Mike, do we have a list of what's going to go in the bucket?
I don't have a list yet. I know it's been discussed. I don't have a list. I know there's been talk of duct tape and, you know, some of the different.
Denny's been working on some stuff.
Yeah.
So he should probably be talking to Francis.
Yeah.
He's got the idea then.
So, yeah, well, and we've got some time, too, still. So, but, yeah, I think Mike has been talking with Denny, but we'll keep working on that. And then hopefully by next meeting we'll have Francis will be here and we'll have more of a finalized idea for the list.
Okay.
We've got some budget constraints, but we've got a pretty good budget for this. And you know, we'll still have the other things like the drunk goggles and, you know, the different stuff that we normally do, and the badges and stuff for the kids, and we'll have a lot of that stuff too. But we really want to kind of make this the sort of theme this year. You know, it's always about serving the public. This is a great theme that people don't naturally think of as law enforcement, right. But it really is. I mean, in any police department, it's about taking care of the public, and this is certainly fits that mold.
Is this bucket the same one that Rotary's working on? Is there a partnership there?
Yeah. You got some guys in Rotary who made some contributions. Yeah,
there's been some donations and mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. And he's got $100.
And the actual bucket is the Home Depot big orange deep bucket with the lid on. Yeah. I mean, it's a nice. They're nice buckets. We've got 100 of those so far. Now, that's not going to go very far once we. Depending
the idea
on
that was to have it available at the fair for the first 100 people that came.
Right. And keep some so we can show people.
Right. Yeah.
So I've heard two things now. I've heard having them available to the first 100 people who come to the fair. But then I think Denny said something at my house about giving them to people who hold the Map Your Neighborhood meetings.
Well, that would be fine, yeah. Have a sample one.
Maybe we need 200.
Yeah, we can maybe, I mean, we got 100 from one Home Depot, the one close. Mm-hmm. Nothing saying we couldn't go hit up some more, get another 100.
Well, if you've promised them to two different groups of 100 people, then that's awkward.
It's advertising for Home Depot. I bet it wouldn't be a big deal to get another 100 from them.
But then filling them. Got to think about that.
Yeah, that runs into some pocket change pretty quickly. Well, we'll have to make a final decision on that because I hadn't heard either one of those. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard how that was going to work. I like the idea of giving it to the people willing to do the meetings. I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
Then they've got the demonstration and they're getting something tangible for the effort they're putting in.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
And maybe you can give a prize to the first 100 people in the booth, but it's more like an emergency whistle or something that's cheaper.
Yeah, something cheap. T-shirt that says emergency preparedness on it or something.
It says, I got my bucket and it's full.
Of what?
Yeah. That's subject to debate. Mike had talked last year about, I had some children identification kits.
Okay, he mentioned that in his email. I remember him talking about that.
Lake Oswego has a whole bunch of them that were surplus. So if you talk to Linda, I'm sure that'd
be part of the fair.
Yeah, and they were really popular when I used them in a couple of places where I was doing some stuff.
Okay. I'll send him an email tonight. He's not back for a couple of days, but
if he needs me to do anything with Linda, I can talk to her. So
well, why don't you just plan on talking to her, seeing how many we can get, and then you and I will communicate with Francis.
Okay.
But just go ahead and make the request. If they've got them and they want to give them up, I think that's a great idea to add, and that's always going to be popular around here.
Yeah, we did that one year. I think the first year we did the fair, we did that.
We've done it before because Francis mentioned it in his email.
Yeah, it was a real big.
I've been the last 3 years before this fair. I was in graveyard. I had nothing to do with the fair except, you know, taking a drunk or something to detox late in the evening. But I wasn't involved in setting anything up because I was in graveyard all 3 years.
Okay, question, and I have them too. This come up, Rowl, ROWL. I was not even aware of what that was.
What is it?
Well. It is an emergency preparedness group of people that get together.
Okay.
It's resiliency of West Lynn.
Right. And they function as an emergency preparedness team to put information out, I guess.
They're also involved in other ways to be resilient, including economics and that
more
kind of
just
thing.
More than emergency then.
Right. Okay. But I think lately they've been becoming more involved with the emergency component on it. So it's a bigger percentage of what they're doing currently.
Paseth mentioned it in his email.
Yeah.
So they're apparently
the other day for the first time.
They're apparently doing something. TVFNR is doing something with them.
So I'm wondering in terms of the fair if they would have a place there, or do we need to be involved with them, providing them with information, or what?
Okay.
I think it's a good idea to bring them in, and Peter is the leader of that group, who I mentioned before, Peter Herring.
So that would be good, at least to see if there's, you know.
Well, there's got to be some intersection for sure.
Yeah, we don't want to be duplicating things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if we can expand our influence.
Yeah, work together, find mm-hmm. commonality, and at least work together on the commonalities. It sounds like they're going to have some additional things that we're not going to be
right,
involved
we're not interested in sustainabilities, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. I think they sponsored a presentation at the Robin Wood Neighborhood Station about 3-4 weeks ago on aquaponics.
Hydroponics? Yeah.
Something like that, where you grow tomatoes in a fish tank and each feeds the other kind of
right.
a deal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So sustainability is a big part of what they're about, too. Mm.
So,
all right.
What else did I have? Said that Denny should be back next time. He's fishing.
It's been nice lately for fishing. Terry's done a little bit of fishing on the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. A nice fish.
I just spent a week
yesterday with the
plus camera. Down in Southern California and realized that if there's ever a place that's going to be a disaster, that's the place it's going to be.
Oh my goodness.
That is incredible.
So scary.
I did 30 years ago when I lived down there a symposium. Attended one that they talked about water shortages back when they had half the population they had now, and the consensus was if they ever lost the water supply down there, which they could easily do, that they couldn't evacuate people fast enough to keep them from dying.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what it would be like now?
Well, and look where it's, I mean, there's been some talk recently that weather is going to change enough that it may fix itself this go around, but there's no guarantees yet.
Well,
and they're in an emergency drought situation worst in my lifetime.
Yes.
Down there right now.
Yeah, yeah. And yet complacency is ridiculous.
Oh. And as long as people turn on the faucet and water comes out, they're not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the day that it doesn't. That's when they'll start paying attention.
Yeah.
And by then it'll be way, way, way too late. That's the common way for people to handle things nowadays. Everything is so easy to get until it's not.
Right.
And when it becomes an emergency and all the water's bought out of all the stores and your faucet doesn't work anymore,
then you got a problem.
I can't even imagine what a mess that would be.
Well, see, their solution was that Feather River Water Project, which made about this much of a dent in that era.
Right. It was a good political show.
Yeah, it was. So they're talking about Columbia River water now.
Yeah, well, all they do is come up here and put a pipe in the thing and run it down to California. It's that simple.
Yeah,
they had the drought in Marin County.
Big pipe. Look at us. We got no water on Mount Hood this year. I mean, we're not in any kind of dangerous drought situation, but we're definitely in a drought this year.
Sure. I just remember when we lived in Marin that when they had the drought, they'd had 4 years of no rain. All of their water is collected from rain.
Yeah.
They put a pipe across the Richmond Centerfield Bridge, just a 4-foot pipe, lay right on the driveway.
There's a huge pipe that goes up and over Yosemite through Yosemite area,
right.
From Vegas or wherever it is, or not from Vegas, but towards San Francisco, and then goes from there. Have you ever seen that pipe? It's enormous.
You see the four coming off the Tehachapi for Southern California, mm-hmm. and on a fault line.
Yeah.
Anyway.
People aren't real bright.
Anyway.
Well,
so.
In Marin, the thing I thought was fascinating is that 3 years after they put the pipe in and started watering through, they finally got all the permits. So it's like, we need the water first, we'll go work on the permits later. So.
Well, we can do it. You know, one good thing about Westland being small, 26,000 people or so, we can have a real big impact on this town.
Yeah.
I mean, we really can. You know, we get all the business involved. We keep getting more and more people interested, and we're very, very careful not to scare people. That's the big thing. Because as soon as, and it doesn't matter what population you're talking about. I teach active shooter type training at wherever, churches and schools and different things. I have to be so careful to empower people rather than frighten them. Because as soon as they get frightened, they turn off their hearing. And they don't want to hear anything more. People do not like to be scared. So we got to keep that in mind throughout this whole process. All right. That's all I've personally got. Anybody else?
Could I take names? I kind of thought we might have formal introductions, and we didn't.
We want to stay anonymous.
So, I didn't even get your name at all.
Tom Friedland.
Tom Friedland?
Friedland. Just like it sounds.
You know Grant.
I know Grant.
You know Art.
Arthur, what was your last name?
G-L-O-E-R.
G-L-O-E-R.
And I'm Chuck Bowman.
Chuck Bowman.
You know Denny, don't you?
Yeah, I know Denny.
Yeah,
and I know Mike now.
And then the other person that's not here is Bob Downing. He's also a new member. Lives here in town. Was a longtime police officer with Oregon City. Just a very salt of the earth, solid guy.
And Francis.
Mike Francis.
Mike Francis. Is he part of this
board? He's part
of
this, yeah.
Okay.
It used to be that you would have a sergeant here or an officer, and it would be somebody different every time. Mm-hmm. Now I will be at almost every meeting, mm-hmm. and Mike Francis will be at almost every meeting.
Okay.
I've made it real clear that this is a priority for me, and it's definitely a priority for Mike, not only because it is for me, but on his own. Occasionally, you might see somebody else from the team, but mostly it will be the PD contact back to everybody that we're giving direction to. Mike is a graveyard sergeant, so he's not working graveyard and trying to keep up with this kind of stuff. Trying to keep up with anything that's normal living is hard, but he'll be coming in, because the meeting's not bad. You come in at 6, you're here for the meeting, then you start work at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be able to do that most of the time. And then Brenda Perry is the councilwoman that's assigned to us, and she would be here. She's been great. I mean, where she wants to be at the meetings, and she's very supportive. So I think, you know, it's not just assigned to her. She actually has taken a real interest in it. And she called me today, and we talked. I told her I'd make sure she got all the information from today's meeting, and the tape will go on the website. As far as the public meeting goes.
Okay. As minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't break down the actual minutes. We have to do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So that the tape will be the minutes.
Okay.
If you want to know what happened, you just go listen to the tape. It's on there today from last meeting.
Okay. Yeah, Tony's taking care of that. And she set me up with this.
She said, you want me to send them to you? And I said, yeah, because I wasn't here last meeting. I'm in the hospital. But anyway. Then she tried to send them, and it's too big to put an email.
Too big a file, yeah.
I got a 7 o'clock down at fire hall.
Yep,
so
you better go.
Covered everything.
Yep.
Well, Thomas, you have anything else you want to bring up?
Uh-uh.
By the way, I appreciated the stuff you sent last month after the meeting. You sent some information about it.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything with it, but I appreciate reading about it. It was
educational.
Yeah.
Anybody need one or two or three?
I forgot what I said.
You said something about your sons involved. Was it your son?
More.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
We've
Thank
got
you.
500 of those on order. We just don't have them yet.
I can't remember
and
what it was.
I'll wait for your email, and then I'll get that sticker done.
Okay. I've got it down here. I have to know now to remember to read
no,
it.
No, I want my pen.
Oh, okay.
Now I want my pen.
No, you can't have that.
Thank you.
All right, you got anything?
Yeah. Okay, just being a good listener and see what we got going on here.
Okay.
So let me do this before we break up.
Okay.
Any questions you have? Do we all have your? You sent out an email, so we get your email.
And I'll send out one again tonight, just because I added a few. I added Seth and I added Brenda Perry, so I'll send out a quick email about tonight, and then the meetings will be online, and it'll have everybody included: Mike Francis, Tony Tracy, because I want her to also, because she'll keep me organized.
Yeah, Tony.
So I'll send out an email, and that email, in fact. If it helps, would it help if I attach the Outlook group? Would you guys get that?
I don't use Outlook.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can.
But I can set up a group on my own computer.
And I might be able to copy and paste it into a Word document just so it makes it easy for you.
Okay.
Word is usable.
Just having them in the email.
Yeah, you'll have
you
all the emails.
You can just copy and paste from that.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure, and I'll send that out tonight before I leave so that that's done.
Yeah.
And then we'll just go from there.
Okay.
All right. It's about a little 7:47, and we're closing the meeting. Thank you very much.
Wish me well.